In this wretched economy, states around the country are struggling to balance their budgets. Ohio is among those that began a new fiscal year on the 1st of July with no budget in place. For the first time in 18 years, Ohio is operating on a seven-day interim budget. The state's Democratic Governor Ted Strickland joins us now from the State House in Columbus to talk about the budget impasse. Governor Strickland, welcome.
I'm happy to be with you.
And one idea you've had to help balance the budget, you've proposed legalizing slot machines at racetracks. That's something you have been ardently opposed to before. Why'd you change your mind?
Well, we're living in a very difficult time, unprecedented. We haven't had an economy like this for 70 or more years. And so I was faced with certain choices, either a further cutting vital programs, which I think we cannot do, raising taxes, which I think would be hugely unwise in this economy, or looking for additional revenue. And the additional revenue will come to us if we get approval for the video lottery terminals at our racetracks.
Well, you said if we get approval, and that's a pretty big if, I gather. There's been a huge legislative fight over this in Ohio, and the Republican president of the Senate says, look, if you want to have slots, do it through an executive order, put it to a statewide vote, but don't have it go through the legislature. And it seems that voters support him on that, according to the polls anyway. They want this to come up for a referendum.
Well, it can come up for a referendum, but the fact is that if we do that, it will do very little to help balance the budget. So I've said to the Senate president, if you want to have a referendum on slots, you can do that, but that will not balance our budget.
Governor Strickland, walk us through some of the numbers here that would explain why Ohio's finances are such a mess right now.
Well, Ohio is suffering from everything that every other state in this country is suffering from. We are in an international economic slowdown. In Ohio, we are having a particular problem, obviously, with the auto industry, which is a huge issue in our state, second only to Michigan in the building of cars and trucks, and perhaps even first in the production of auto parts. So we are experiencing the results of an economy that went into deep recession, and for too many people, too many Ohioans, has turned into a personal depression.
What are some specific cuts you've had to make in services in your state?
Well, we've cut mental health services. We have cut funding for certain child care programs. We have reduced funding for our adult prison system. We have reduced funding for our youth services. I have negotiated a contract with our state employee unions where they are willing to accept no raises for the next 2 years, and they are willing to take 10 unpaid furlough days each year for the next 2 years. I have refused my own pay raises, and I am cutting my own pay. I'm trying to be, you know, a participant in the sacrifices that I am asking of others.
Well, Governor Strickland, are you looking at other states who are in similar trouble and getting any ideas for ways out of this budget mess that you're in there in Ohio?
Oh, you know, I talk to my fellow governors frequently. You know, within the last month, I have talked with Governor Schwarzenegger, Governor Doyle of Wisconsin, Governor Granholm of Michigan, talked with Governor Rendell just a couple of days ago in Pennsylvania. I have great sympathy for my fellow governors, and we are talking. We had a discussion regarding our responsibilities and our authorities if it became necessary to actually have a shutting down of government in our states. Obviously, we all hope that that would never happen, but we're trying to be responsible and prepared for the worst-case scenario as we try to deal with these difficult matters.
Well, Governor Strickland, thanks very much for talking with us. And despite it all, I hope you enjoy your holiday weekend.
Well, and I hope you and all your listeners have a great 4th of July. We live in a great country, and we ought never to forget it.
Democrat Ted Strickland is the governor of Ohio.